Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 1 of our Tech Biz podcast. Again, this is Ken, your host. And this episode's topic is all about digital transformation and how do you transform your traditional business and leveraging the world of digital. Let's go. So the first question na dapat nating sagutin is why do we need to go digital? So kung masaya naman tayo sa how things are going with our business, ano nga ba yung digital na yan and ano yung reasons bakit kailangan nating mag-transform? So number one reason is marketing, right? So before the internet, before the world shifted to being online, yung traditional way of marketing is to actually go door to door and meet face to face with people, clients and customers. So at this time of our life, lalo na during this pandemic, there's a need to go digital, and the proven advantage of having your business being online is that you can actually reach customers even though you don't need hindi ka na kayo nakikita. So merong benefit to having your marketing strategy being online. And number two reason is yung cost effectiveness of this digital form. And although meron pa rin namang investments, like first for Facebook specifically, you would notice dun sa mga nakapag-try na, no? If you wanna put up ads in Facebook, merong free option, definitely. Pero very manual siya. You have to be on top of, you know, making sure that you're posting your ads in your business. You have na yung mga Facebook pages. But there's also a paid option wherein Facebook takes care of the distribution of those ads. And I know a lot of people who have leveraged that approach. And kumita naman sila. So, kung mapapansin nyo yung mga sponsored ads sa Facebook, yan yung mga yun. And it's not that expensive if you compare it to, you know, traditional advertising. Yung nabanggit ko nga kanina about extensive reach, well, in a way, other than you being online and being able to reach out to your customers directly, even though not face to face, the other aspect of that is being able to reach customers that is maybe outside of your local geography. What I mean by that is hindi ka limited sa lugar mo lang, because of with the internet you can actually reach out to more people even sa ibang bansa. Pwede kang mag-market. Okay, so fun facts lang, no? According to a recent Nielsen survey, most of mobile device users spend 30% of their time on social media. So, again, 30% of the time spent by mobile device users are on social media. So, anong implication yan? If you leverage the social media to further your business, you are actually reaching, or your rate of penetration in terms of having your product or service being seen by someone, very high. No, kasi a lot of people nowadays, bihira na rin yung at least the people who are not looking at their computers as part of their work. Most people are actually looking at mobile devices, sa mga phones lang. Alright? A part of the survey mentioned that 2.8 billion users worldwide, ganun kadami yung mobile device users natin sa mundo. Top 5 would be coming from first India, of course, and then the US, Indonesia, Brazil, and guess what? Philippines. Philippines, this is a 2021 survey, by the way. 83 million Filipinos are on their mobile devices. So, if you're a local business and you're leveraging the power of the internet, being digital, being online, you have the opportunity to reach out to 83 million Filipinos. So, that's a very big number. Okay, so let's now talk about a particular feature sa internet, particularly Google, yung tinatawag na search engine optimization. So, we're going deeper into a technical aspect of the internet. And similar, I mean, this is also a very important feature na dapat i-consider natin when we're going digital. Yung tinatawag nga na SEO as an abbreviation. So, itong search engine optimization na to, or SEO, this is a way to increase traffic or a way to make sure that your website, perhaps, or kung meron kang application, it follows a particular rule or pattern in order for search engines such as Google can easily find your website or your application. So I won't go into the nitty-gritty details of how to implement the SEO. Marami namang YouTube videos dyan, maraming tutorials about how to successfully utilize SEO. But I just want to make sure na I highlight that because it's not just about creating your platform and then letting it be. Merong mga techniques along the way that you need to consider when you're going digital or when you're transforming your business into a digital business. So please take note, search engine optimization. Another advantage of going digital compared to having a traditional business is the measure of success. So anong ibig sabihin ng measure of success? With you leveraging computers, definitely number one advantage is yung documentation or mas madaling ma-monitor yung business mo once you go digital. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin nun? In the aspect of sales, right? Kung mapapansin nyo, or if you've tried using e-commerce sites such as Lazada or Shopee, not as a customer but rather as a business owner. So alam ko maraming gumagamit ng Shopee or Lazada or whatever e-commerce platform. Merong feature yung mga yon to track your sales or even your products. If you're going low on your inventory or there's a particular product that is selling higher than your other products. So, what this means is that because yung platforms na yon are able to give you insights to your business, mas madali mong mamamanage yung business mo. Right? Compared to a traditional business wherein very manual yung processes. Right? Possible, but instead of focusing your time sa pag-maintain ng mga manual sheets or pag-document, the technology allows you to free up your time and focus on more revenue generating activities. Right? So yun yung isang advantage on the perspective of sales. Right? In terms of customer service, meron ding advantage of going digital. So, instead of having maybe 20 or 50 people manning your contact centers, right? You have an automated customer service via bots or chatbots. Usong-uso yan ngayon. A very simple implementation yan is yung mga nasa Facebook Messenger. Right? So if you're trying to reach out to a particular business, may mga na-encounter tayo na instead of an actual live agent helping us, merong bots na tinatawag, right? So the bots are able to actually filter your customers' concerns and point them to the right direction. So we know as a business na our customers are being taken care of. Sometimes may disadvantage yun if you compare it to talking to an actual person. But if you look at it on a macro level, or meaning if you look at it on a big, on a higher, on a high level, mas maraming natutulungan yung mga bots compared to, you know, having your customers wait in line or in queue to actually wait for a live person. So merong ganong advantage. Now let's talk about real world scenarios or examples of businesses that leverage the digital transformation. Number one example, Uber or Grab. So very popular dito sa Pilipinas yung Grab. Reason is they offer services that before was very tedious. When we talk about ride-hailing apps, Grab or Uber, in our case, yung familiar tayo dito sa Pilipinas, it transformed how people do transportation. So, for example, before, ano ba yung case before? We have to find a taxi. So, I remember back in the day nung nasa Manila pa kami. So, pupunta kami sa kanto ng Moriones kung saan nandun yung pila ng mga taxi. Right? Para makasakay kami. Of course, there are other modes of transportation. Pero, if you're going to a particular place na mas madaling makapunta riding a taxi, ganun yung magiging proseso. And even at that, you have to negotiate. Kasi dito sa Pilipinas, usong-uso yung kinokontrata tayo instead of, you know, using the meter. At least, yun yung na-experience namin before. Now, with the introduction of Uber or Grab, which is yung very popular ride-hailing apps nga. So, from your phone, as a customer, what you do is just book a trip going to the location you pinpointed in the app, and then you pay the trip also from the app. Kaya it was very revolutionary, if that's even the correct word. It transformed how people use transportation. So, yun yung number one real-life scenario kung saan naging important yung digital transformation. Number two, entertainment, specifically watching movies. So, alam nyo na ako ano yung tinutukoy ko, no? Netflix. So, ano yung business before in terms of movies, movie production, right? So before, we line up in cinemas to watch a very anticipated movie, for example, Avengers or any superhero movie. Alam natin yan. So ang ginagawa ng mga tao is they line up, they queue in cinemas, in malls, to watch that movie. Ngayon, what's happening with the introduction of streaming services? Yun naman yung tawag dyan sa Netflix. There are other streaming services such as HBO Max, Disney Plus, etc. etc. Marami pa sila. With the introduction of that digital mode of watching movies, is slightly and slowly the movie production industry is switching or pivoting to streaming services. So they actually produce movies that is fit for streaming services. Kasi nga, as a consumer, as a customer, I would prefer to just watch that movie in the comfort of my home instead of lining up in malls. Lalong-lalo na ngayon. So very obvious ang naging impact ng pandemic sa movie industry. Maraming mga na-delay na pelikula instead of it being released last year and even this year, mga na-move na siya because of the quarantine protocols. But going back to the point, these are two real-life scenarios na very relevant, and it has really changed the way these two industries have done business. So yun yung mga businesses or industries that leverage on digital transformation. Okay, so now let's talk about the how or papaano. Paano ka magta-transform into a digital business? So, as a traditional business, you will have to go through a process. So, hindi ka na lang basta bigla, okay, I'll switch my business to Facebook or I'll put my business in Instagram. Hindi naman siya ganun. So you have to follow a step-by-step procedure para malaman mo and you're clear in how you would proceed in doing digital transformation.